mais uma vez ao outro podcast, o segundo podcast das novas séries. Eu sou a Carla.
Eu sou o Marlon.
Sim, e hoje temos uma nova cena para vocês. Mas antes de falarmos sobre a cena, vamos falar... sobre o que está a passar aqui atrás, ou esta paisagem aqui atrás de nós. Isto é a cidade de Setúbal. Praça, não é? Praça do Bocage. Certo? Toda pronuncia bem?
Bocage.
Yeah. Yeah. Então, só pelo nome, podem ver a influência francesa nesta cidade. You can just the name, the square of Bocage. So you can see the French influence. And actually, a lot of people from Setúbal speak, well, they accentuate their R's a lot.
They like the French.
Yes, yeah. So they wouldn't say Carla. They, well, some of them, some, okay, yeah. Not all of them. But they would say Carla, Carla. Normal pronunciation, no accent. I just put on an accent now. Yeah. But they just go for a harder R with every word. Carla, Marlon, yeah.
And it's a city, it's a big city, one of the biggest in Portugal, probably in the top five, I'd say.
Yeah.
And it's known for its beautiful beaches nearby. So near Setúbal, just really adjacent to Setúbal, is a place called Serra da Rábida.
Yeah, hill. A Rábida.
A Rábida, yeah. Hill. It's a very beautiful area. And yeah. In the coastal bits, you have beaches. And another beach that's very close to Setúbal, you have to get a little boat or a little ferry, is a place called Troia. It's actually a huge stretch. It's not an island. It looks like an island from Setúbal. It's this huge stretch of sand. And we used to go there when we were... Did we go together? Or did we not know each other?
No.
But it was quite easy and cheap. You would get the train from where we used to live in the town. We used to get the train to Setúbal and then the boat. Now it's a bit more expensive. It's upmarket. It's been turned into a resort.
I haven't been there since, but yeah, I used to go there every summer. Beautiful beach. Yeah. So Setúbal is where I was born. That was it. Yeah, my mom just went to the hospital in Setúbal for me and my twin brother to be born. They actually thought there was only one baby. So I got to spend a few days, my first few days of life in Setúbal. Because there was two of us, and it was a bit unexpected. They thought it was a big baby there, but in fact there was just two little ones. And then we, you know, quickly went back to Pinhal Novo, and that's the town that Marlon just mentioned, where I grew up. So very close to Setúbal. So I only went to Setúbal at times with my parents for some shopping, food shopping, clothes shopping, because there was a big supermarket there at the time, which we didn't have in Pinhal Novo. We had Jumbo. Still there. They have a cinema and I think a shopping center.
We used to go there.
Bigger. Yeah. So that's it. Just give you a little background info.
Also known for its fish, right?
Yes. Yeah. Fried cuttlefish. Very popular dish. Choco frito, we call it in Portuguese. And it's sorry, you were going to say.
No, I'm remembering one time we went there. I don't know for what reason. At night, and because the fishermen are coming in quite early in the morning, at 4 a.m. there's some cafes or bars that are open, and they have fresh, not just cuttlefish, but stuff, a lot of fish that comes from the sea, and they fry it on the day, and you have it in sandwiches or on a plate or something.
Yes, beautiful.
Just by the docks, they have these cafes that are opened at, you know, crazy o'clock in the morning, and oh, it's so great.
Yeah, so if you like fish, and if you want to check out the city from where, José Mourinho is from, you might want to visit the place. It is, I think it's definitely worth visiting Setúbal.
Especially that area of Serra da Rábida. Take a car and drive around. It's quite nice.
Yeah, then stop to have some fish if you like it. And if you don't like it, try it anyway. You might like it then. So, so there you are. Okay, so the scene for today is about a passenger that, you know, when you go on a plane or in a train and you just happen to sit next to a person that just likes to chat,
and
you don't. So this is it. So I play this older lady that will just keep on talking, even though the man I'm talking to doesn't really want to talk to me and doesn't really understand a word I'm saying. But no. Anyway.
So PortugueseWithCar.com or PTWithCar.com/S2P2 season or series 2, podcast 2. That's for the transcript. And if you want to become, because we've been saying, I won't mention that now. Anyway, yes, so cool.
Okay, so I'll get into the scene. Yeah, estão preparados para aprender algum português hoje? Algum blá 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 blá. Yeah. Estão preparados para aprender português? Esperamos que sim. Ok, então bora lá. Cena.
Tão lindo, não é? É a primeira vez que vai a São Miguel?
I'm sorry, I don't speak Portuguese.
Ah, come on! Das Américas.
England, I'm from England, not America.
Sabe, eu vou muitas vezes à América. Tenho lá família, em Massachusetts. Aliás, eu e a minha filha vamos lá 2 semanas do verão.
I'm sorry, I really don't, I apologize.
Ok, so, o que acharam? Gostaram? Um pouco irritante? Talvez um pouco, não é? Eu achei um pouco irritante. And I played her. I thought that was a bit annoying, that lady. And I did her, didn't I? But we can still learn a lot from her. Podemos aprender muito a português daquilo que ela disse, está bem? Yeah, estão prontos para... we're going to break this down and work on the pronunciation. Eu estou a falar um bocadinho de inglês, um bocadinho mais do que o normal. Mas vamos analisar a pronúncia de algumas palavras, ou de todas as palavras nesta cena, e ajudar-vos com talvez alguma gramática, se necessário.
So okay. We're going to look at pronunciation, understanding what it means, and then a little bit of grammar if we need to. Like we said before, in each podcast we're working on a particular point of grammar, you just might not realize what it is in this one. Okay.
Okay.
So first we're going to do it in Portuguese, mainly.
Yeah, primeiro em português, toda a explicação em português, e depois, and then, em inglês. You will know when it's in English, we'll make a note below the video, and you'll know which minute the explanation started for the English. Yeah, if you find it easier, and then you can come back, listen to it all in the Portuguese version. And benefit from it once more.
Okay.
Okay. So, então só em português agora, sim?
Só em português.
Yeah. Tão lindo, não é? Muito bonito, tão lindo, uau, não é? Ok, acho que não há muito para explicar nesta frase.
Não.
Lindo, bonito, giro.
Engraçado.
Sim, neste caso
mais do que engraçado, não é?
Yeah. Não importa se a outra pessoa concorda ou não, é simplesmente parte da frase, não é? É a primeira vez que vai a São Miguel. É a primeira vez que vai a São Miguel. É a primeira vez. É a primeira vez. Que vai, é a primeira vez que vai a São, nasal, não é sal, são, ok? Se for necessário, podem pegar no nariz para sair o som mais anasalado, ok? São Miguel, não é Miguel, é Miguel, é a primeira vez que vai a São Miguel. Okay? Então, é a primeira vez que o senhor visita a ilha de São Miguel. Ok? Então, eu vou dizer novamente, porque eu não treinei a pronúncia da primeira frase. Tão lindo. Tão lindo. Não é? Não?
Não.
Tão.
Não.
São. Ok? Tão lindo, não é? É a primeira vez que vai a São Miguel. E mais uma vez. É a primeira vez que vai a São Miguel?
São, se não me engano, é uma forma mais curta de dizer santo, não é?
Uma forma abreviada, yeah. Santo.
Santo.
É.
Santo.
Puro. Será que temos Santa Mónica, alguns lugares que as pessoas podem conhecer?
São Miguel. Bom, estava a pensar.
Na América Latina?
Na América, não, mas na América mesmo. Tem sim. Vários, né? Santo António.
Sim.
San Antonio?
Mas esse, yeah. Ah, sim, tem razão. Não. San Antonio, yeah.
Ok. Queres que eu passe para a próxima?
Só a chover.
Ok. Esta é engraçada. Então, ele diz, ah...
Ela.
Desculpa. Ela diz, ah... Como quem diz, já percebi. É come on. Se vocês olharem para a expressão come on, é... Digamos que é uma palavra... Não vai estar no dicionário, não é?
Não.
Mas é usada para se referir a um americano normalmente.
Yeah. Aos estrangeiros que falam inglês. Pode ser também ingleses. Come on, porque é uma palavra que nós ouvimos muito quando
os americanos falam. Come on.
Os americanos ou os ingleses. Come on, come on, come on. Então,
somos come on.
Yeah. Agora chamamos aos americanos e aos ingleses de come on.
Então, é come on? Aliás, ela não está a fazer a pergunta. Diz, ah, é come on.
Sim.
Das Américas. Notem que ela usou a expressão no plural, ou a palavra no plural, Américas, não América. Mas significa a mesma coisa. É simplesmente uma forma mais informal de se referir aos Estados Unidos da América. Ah, é das Américas. Ok? Então, ah... É come on. Das Américas. Notem como já tínhamos dito a semana passada que este torna um Z, ou fica um Z, não é? Das Américas. Porque é um S no meio de duas vogais. Um consoante, neste caso, mas é um S, não é, especificamente. No meio de duas vogais. Ah, é come on. Das Américas. Ok?
Ok. Então, ele comenta, não é inglês, não, sou da Inglaterra, sou inglês, não sou americano, mas ela não quer saber. Então, continua com a sua conversa. Sabe, eu vou muitas vezes à América. Sabe, e é uma palavra que ela usou, ou que eu usei muitas vezes, sabe, you know. Sabe, eu vou muitas vezes à América. Vezes, não é vezes, vezes, ok? Eu sei que é uma palavra difícil, às vezes, de pronunciar. Vezes, vezes, mais uma vez com a palavra A de seguida. Vezes A, vezes A. Eu vou muitas vezes A. Eu vou muitas vezes A América. Ok? E novamente. Sabe, eu vou muitas vezes à América. Mais uma vez. Sabe, eu vou muitas vezes à América. Ok. Tenho lá família em Massachusetts. Está correto? Massachusetts?
Acho que sim.
Massachusetts.
Ela não disse Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, sim. Massachusetts. Tenho lá família... Em Massachusetts. Tenho lá família. Em. Tenho lá família em. Aliás. Ok. Pode ser de facto. Que é um sinónimo, não é? Para aliás. Eu e a minha filha. Eu e a minha filha. Vamos lá 2 semanas no verão. Eu poderia ter dito, vamos lá passar 2 semanas no verão. Não é necessário, mas muitas vezes nós usamos. Aliás, eu e a minha filha, ok? Temos aqui dois sons curiosos, está bem? Diferentes. Minha and filha. Eu e a minha filha, ok? Eu e a minha filha, vamos lá. 2 semanas no verão. Okay? Esta frase toda, outra vez, a partir da palavra aliás. Aliás, eu e a minha filha vamos lá 2 semanas no verão. Vamos repetir esta frase, mas vamos repetir juntos, ok? E talvez o Marlon também possa fazer comigo para vocês entenderem.
Ok?
Okay? 1, 2, 3. Aliás, eu ia fazer porque aliás. 1, 2, 3. Aliás, eu e a minha filha vamos lá 2 semanas no verão. Ok? Então vamos fazer esta parte toda. Pronto? A partir do sabe? Ok. 1, 2, 3. Sabe, eu vou muitas vezes à América. Tenho lá família em Massachusetts. Aliás, eu e a minha filha vamos lá 2 semanas no verão.
E a palavra lá, nestes dois casos, se não. Refere...
Ali.
Não é? Sim. Que lá e lá, não é? Refere-se a ambos os casos à América.
Sim.
Lá.
Yeah. É um sinónimo de ali, mas ali normalmente nós podemos apontar ali e lá normalmente não podemos ver. Então, lá na América, lá em Portugal, lá.
Ok. So, let's go and move on to the English portion, okay. Right? Let me just change this here. There we go.
Okay. Okay, so, tão lindo, não é? So beautiful, isn't it? That's what she says. So beautiful, so pretty.
Outside.
Yes, actually, as she looks through the window.
Bit of a background on this. We had planned to film this during the day, so she was going to say, look at the clouds, yeah, so beautiful.
But we didn't realize that by the time we were in the plane, it would be dark.
It was dark.
But you can still see the lights, and it's still beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although I couldn't see anything. So that doesn't matter.
But that was the plan. Yeah. In fact, we had another line here, right?
Another, did we?
As nuvens.
Oh, yes, about the clouds looking like cotton.
Look at the clouds, they look
someone
like
has
cotton.
Said that to me before, actually. So that's why I thought I'd do that. Okay, so so beautiful, isn't it? Is it the first time that you're going to São Miguel? É a primeira vez que vai a São Miguel? Primeira vez, first time? É a primeira vez que você vai a São Miguel?
The São, I was trying to, I couldn't quite figure how to say it in Portuguese, but without giving it the English. São means Santo.
Yeah, just Miguel. Sort of an abbreviation like San Antonio. San but that's Antonio. What, it's Spanish, San?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So it would be very similar to the Portuguese, Saint, of course, because at one point Spanish and Portuguese were the same language.
What do you mean? They came from the same, is that what you mean?
Yeah, they were in the from peninsula, the Iberic Peninsula, they were the same language that eventually Spanish divided into a gazillion, well, 5. And Portuguese divided into a few more that most of them are not spoken today.
Divided into a few more?
Mm.
What do you mean?
Barranquenho.
O quê?
Barranquenho. It's quite a few Portuguese, like they're like lost dialect? Now. Yeah, dialects of Portuguese. That are, one or two are still spoken in Portugal.
Is it especially if they're closer to the border?
Some of them closer to border. So at the very top of Portugal, Galego is a language that it's the closest language to Portuguese. Galego.
So it's a sort of a Spanish dialect.
Yeah, but it's right in the border between Portugal and Spain, right at the very top of Portugal. So in fact, sometimes when you hear Galego, it sounds a lot like Portuguese. Even though it's sort of officially in the Spanish dialect. And their orthography sometimes is... there's 2 ways of actually writing, or 2 popular ways of writing Galego. And one of them is almost exactly like Portuguese, orthography-wise, written-wise. They don't have the N with the little till at the top.
Mm.
But anyway, that's not...
Yeah. So when we say dialect, I mean, some people sometimes may get offended by, oh, you know, this our Spanish isn't a dialect, it's actual...
So a dialect to be a dialect has to have 3 changes from the tongue that it comes from, I guess. It needs to have pronunciation changes, vocabulary changes, and a little bit of grammar changes. So, for example, Brazilian Portuguese is definitely a dialect, and Portuguese Portugal is another dialect. Every tongue is a dialect, but Brazilian has substantial grammatical changes, right?
In comparison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has pronunciation changes, obviously, and it has quite a lot of vocabulary that's not the same. So it's a dialect.
Yeah, it's interesting. Although I think that the Brazilian, sometimes they seem to speak the older Portuguese, maybe because of the first Portuguese, well, the Portuguese that moved.
They'll keep some. I mean, a lot of people say that about English in America, that they keep some of the pronunciations that the Americans use today are similar.
Are closer to.
To like Shakespeare's way of pronouncing it. But that's not with everything. Obviously, language changes
everywhere
where you are.
And yeah, that's right. Okay, anyway. Tão lindo, não é? So beautiful, isn't it? Is it the first time you go to São Miguel?
And you said Miguel there.
Yeah, not Miguel, but Miguel. Okay. And then, come on, das Américas. Oh, you're a come on. That's a title, it's a slang. So it's a title that we give, the Portuguese give to Americans and English speakers because we hear you say come on a lot. So now you're
so you become
come on.
The commons.
Yeah. Ay, come on, das Américas. From the Americas. Yeah?
Yeah, we emphasize that it's not the America, which would be the most, I guess, obvious way she would say.
Yeah.
But she said das Americas.
Yeah, because there's three. North America, South America,
yeah, from that side of
the Latin America.
The world.
Yeah. So das Americas. So we highlighted this here, that S again is a Z. Okay, we've mentioned this in probably every podcast.
Oh, but it's good to reiterate it because students might forget. Well,
that's it. Yeah.
All right, so sabe, eu vou muitas vezes à América. You know, I go to America
many
often.
Times, yeah.
Tenho lá família, I have, lá means over there. Carla was explaining this earlier that lá.
And ali. Ali is usually a word that we use when we can see it. Ali, there, can you see it? Or, but lá is sort of there as in, can't really see it. You're talking about a place that is not in your range of sight.
Yeah.
So
yeah, tenho lá família. So I have family there in Massachusetts. Aliás.
That's the actual word for actually. Okay, not atualmente. Atualmente is nowadays. So the false friends, actually and atualmente. So aliás, de facto, na realidade, in fact, actually.
Good point.
I and my daughter, not my daughter and I, Portuguese, we come first, and then the other person, eu e a minha família, eu e a minha filha. Sorry, I just took over. You carry on.
Sorry. Aliás, eu e a minha filha, me and my daughter,
Yeah.
So British today. Vamos lá, we're going there, 2 semanas, 2 weeks in the summer. Carla said, in fact, the script, I think, initially...
I was meant to say, vamos lá passar 2 semanas. Going to spend 2 weeks, but I just said, we're going there 2 weeks. So I just missed the verb. I mean, it's not necessary, but we would often use it. So either way, it's equally as good.
Yeah, yeah. And you emphasize there also the minha filha.
Yes, the sounds nha and lha, which aren't sounds that you find in the English language. Okay, so this is it. I mean, if you want the rest of the video, if you want to watch the rest of the scene, and if you want the rest of the explanation, you know what to do. You need to become a member. You need to become one of my babies, whether you like it or not. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, no. If you don't like
it, feedback's been good, right?
Feedback's been good.
So for now, because we're just going to maybe in a couple of weeks or so launch the pilot program, then you would go to PortugueseWithCarla.com/pilot. And as we said last week, not last week, but a couple of weeks ago, we won't talk about that anywhere on social media. It won't be a page on the podcast, on the website that people can actually find.
Yeah, this it's is for those, for, this is for you who listen to the podcast.
Those who have been listeners and who are listeners now. And so, but why are we creating? Because like we had somebody say, well, why don't you set up something so that we can donate some money or even give you a little bit so you can keep going? Because obviously a lot of work involved.
Well, time.
But why didn't we do that? Why are we creating a website dedicated to members?
Well, that's it. I mean, obviously with the audio and the video that you get, it is quite limiting. So with the website, you will have a wide range of exercises, and that will be a lot more engaging for you. You will get to practice. So that means that you will retain what you've been learning. Because just listening, watching, yes, it's great, but are you retaining it? Unless you go over and over the same sort of words and you do all these exercises, you will likely not retain it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as you say, it's you will retain some.
Yeah, but you're just a bit more limited to it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. No. I was also going to say not only the exercises, but we'll teach you some techniques that will help you, well, do your own exercises at home.
Yeah.
Encourage you to do your own thing. So you don't just have the exercise at the web in the website. You don't have just the podcasts or the videos, but you can also do more. Because that's the thing, isn't it? You only really learn a language well and quickly when you're in the country where they speak that language constantly, because you're surrounded by it, or you're just so immersed in it 24/7 that you know you have to learn. But if you don't have that, which the majority of you probably won't, then you just want to immerse yourself as much as you can. Expose yourself as much as you can to this language. Watch TV, listen to Portuguese
radio
and music and so on. And then if you become a member, it will give you some more tips on what
definitely.
To do.
And of course you'll have access to Carla if you have any questions. Okay, so Carla, should I put the end? Do you have anything else to say?
No, I think this is it. Yeah.
Okay.
And obviously, if you become a member, you get the full video. Okay.
Oh yeah, this is
so you probably want to rest to watch you want to watch the rest of the scene. So.
There's a lot more on the other side. Yeah. A lot more annoying airplane lady.
Yeah. Do you want to watch the rest of it? I think you should.
Okay, so let me put the end jingle, Carla.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Ciao. Y até a próxima.
Americas.
No, not America. English. English, England. Crazy lady. From England. England.
No, America. Say, America. I have to improvise.